Governor Baker's testimony today on Capitol Hill is the latest sign that he's trying to play a role in the next phase of federal health care reform. But what might that look like, and what kind of influence will Baker have? WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the ideas Baker is offering and the bipartisan approach he's taking.
Right around 9 a.m. in a Senate hearing room, Baker will settle into a chair and place notes on a table next to four other governors, two fellow Republicans, and two Democrats. The message is show and tell. If governors from different parties can find common ground on health care, Baker plans to tell the senators, then so can and should you.
Because you have millions of people who are relying on and depending on the feds and the states to work together to make sure that people don't lose their coverage.
Baker will urge the Senate to stop the latest threat to that coverage, which is coming from President Trump. Trump has suggested cutting off payments that reimburse insurers for subsidies that make insurance cheaper for low-income Americans. Baker says Congress needs at least a short-term guarantee that the feds will keep making those payments,
which are a pretty critical part of making the individual in the exchange markets work, not just in Massachusetts, but across the country.
Then our governor, who may know more about the gritty details of health care than any of his colleagues, will dive deep into health care walk speak.
You're also going to hear us talk about some other things we think the feds could do with the 1332 waiver program and with either shared initiatives or federal initiatives around reinsurance to...
Okay, stay with me. There are ideas here worth translating. Take that 1332 waiver program. It lets individual states make big changes in Obamacare, like getting rid of the individual mandate or removing required benefits, but only if they have federal permission. Baker, for example, wants to change the way Massachusetts covers some low-income people, moving them out of Medicaid and into the connector, where they would likely have less generous benefits and higher copays. Liberals hate this plan, but Attorney Tom Barker, who worked on health care in the second Bush administration, says this Baker proposal could get some serious national attention.
Having people enroll in private insurance options as opposed to Medicaid, that I think is a basis for bipartisan compromise.
If there is the possibility of a health care compromise in D.C., it will likely take shape with input from Baker and other governors, says Cook Political Report senior editor Jennifer Duffy.
The sense is that if there is any future effort this year to do something on health care, it's going to have to come out of the Senate, and there's going to have to be a bipartisan element to it.
Governor Baker likes to joke that he grew up learning the languages of both parties, Democrat from his mother and Republican from his father. And he's developed a reputation after decades in and out of public life as someone who looks beyond political labels.
Charlie Baker is the ideal bipartisan.
Stuart Altman is a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University.
So if there is such a thing, if there is such a person, or is such a concept of bipartisan approach to health care, I think it rests within Charlie Baker.
But Altman says many Republicans aren't ready to bury grudges from the failed effort to repeal and replace Obamacare and have no interest in listening to someone like Baker explain how they could make the law better. And then many Democrats aren't willing to give up anything in the law they fought to maintain and may be reluctant to help Baker look good. John McDonough, a professor at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, says Baker is in a uniquely interesting position.
We have a moderate Republican governor, and his political fate is in some ways tied to the success of the ACA. You know, not in a do-or-die way, but the better the ACA does, the better his administration carries out what they're attempting to do.
Like making sure Medicaid spending doesn't dominate the state budget. So listen up today. Do conservative Republicans blast Baker or embrace him? Does Elizabeth Warren treat him like a teammate or an opponent? In between the lines of healthcare language many of us may not understand, there will be lots of fascinating political notes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.